Welcome to the Daily Guidance Meditation Podcast with the Realized Master. These meditation talks were recorded during intensive spiritual retreats with Sadhguru Sirioji. Therefore, they might contain some specific teachings and wisdom for life to be taken into consideration. Each recording begins with a mantra to bring you into a favorable condition for the inner journey. This initial mantra is followed by a brief talk in which the process of meditation is explained to you. After the talk, keep meditating at least for 15 minutes, and if you like it, continue, increasing the time by and by as you proceed. So now you are left with nothing else to do but close your eyes, relax, listen, and let meditation happen.
Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Sat Naam. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Radha Swami. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Sri Vaheguru. Anami. 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 Anami.
When the sun rises, we sit down, begging, asking for your love. My heart and soul are pining, our hearts and souls are pining, Bless us by manifesting one of your glimpses. When you want to dig the ground to plant something, first you free it from the grass, from the bushes, whatever that might be there. Then you dig the ground and then you plant whatever you want. So when we sit in meditation, first we sing the bhajans, which is a way of getting rid of the grass, of the bushes. And then we try to dig within and find the light. Dig so that the light may sprout and manifest. So the singing of the bhajan is a way of freeing the mind from unnecessary thoughts, unwanted thoughts. And then we try to go within. We feel the presence, the blessing. We tune in. And then we try to dig deeply within ourselves so as to find the light, so that he may manifest whatever he wants to us. So for this we try to still the body, relax the body. And gather all of our attention at the 10th gate, the eye focus, and with full involvement try to look within and keep looking. Because as far as we are busy looking and digging, the thoughts smooth down, leave us at peace. If we stop looking, then they begin wandering again. So we want to keep looking. And we use the mind to repeat the Simran, not to think, but to think about Him by repeating His holy names. So the attention is focused at the eye center, and the mind is busy calling on Him by repeating His holy names. Apart from this, there should be nothing else. Looking and calling. Looking and calling. If you're able to stay so focused and well concentrated, then the inner vision will open. the darkness will go and the light will manifest. Then we will feel wonderful, we will feel blissful or ecstatic. And this is what we want. We don't want anything else. We want to feel good. We want to feel His presence and feel blessed. So let's keep looking within. Let's keep calling on Him and humbly pray that He may, by the way, manifest to us one of His glimpses.